Blog Talk Radio.
I was running. That song beat me to the end. But anyway, I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is the show, the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. And this is about, I guess, probably about our eighth show, something like that. And so I just want to thank everybody for just supporting this show. So many have listened live, but most of you have heard the show after it goes off in the archives by going to the website and clicking on the shows and listening after the fact. But whether you listen live or whether you listen after the fact, we appreciate it. And this is only going to help you be more informed about what's going on in the family. This is only going to help you know just how much people is trying to help out in the family, because when you listen to the show, you can hear you can hear the family. You can hear just how much they're trying to inform everybody. And don't forget, everybody, please, if you can, those of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone lines, we already got people on the phone lines. Thank y'all for being on time. And we already got people in the chat room. Thank y'all for being on time. Now, there's more family members coming because I did what I always do. I sent out the invitation, the reminder. I shouldn't have to send y'all no reminder for real, but I did. And I sent it out a little late. So, but there are people already in the chat room and on the phone line. So thank y'all for being prompt. So tonight we have another exciting show. They always are exciting to me. Last week we had a lot of information about jobs and different people like Mars and Lovey calling in with what they're doing, and we appreciate that. I was going to try to see if I can replay what they did last week, but haven't been able to. But hopefully y'all remember what they said and had all the information. I'm going to try to play it a little later on. Next week I'll try to redo what they did so we'll be reminded to support them. But folks, listen, family, listen, please call in with anything you find out that this family needs to know. I'm talking about jobs. We're talking about even something as simple as birthdays, anniversaries. I know I say this every week, and some of y'all probably get tired of hearing me, but I'll say it until we start doing it, okay? We need to know any type of celebrations in the family, any type of celebration, graduations. And some of y'all have information on grants and scholarships, and you got all these family members in school trying to go to college, and they don't have an idea of where money is. And there's people in the family that have that kind of information. Please, please call the show. Let everybody know. Give them names and phone numbers and websites and emails where the family can call and try to get scholarships where they're needed. Okay? So, and then we don't want to overlook birthdays and anniversaries and like I said earlier, graduations. Call in with that information. Let us know who's doing what. Well, we can do some shout-outs over the air and lift up those young people that is doing a good job by graduating, and even something that's as important as birthdays and of course, anniversaries. Those are definitely celebrated on this show. We look to celebrate at least on this show. I'm Seth. Just in case y'all don't know who I am, some of y'all have yet to listen to the show. This probably will be your first time. I'm Seth. I am the son of Eileen Booker Rhymes, the daughter of Taylor and Azalee Booker. So just so you know who I am, and I won't be a stranger to you, I'll be your host tonight. I have welcomed many other family members to do exactly what I'm doing right now. Some of them got cold feet. Some of them just so busy they just can't get around to it. So, again, family members, we're looking for people to host this show. Not permanently, just, you know, come in as a guest and do it two or three, four or five times if that's what you like. I would like the break. I love doing this because I love the family, but I too have a life, and this is a challenge. So, again, I'm going to allow some more family members to come in and join us and be a part of what we're doing. And so we'll give them a little time to get their act together. How about that? And while they do so, I'm going to go ahead and play a little song for you. But I do want to just make one more little shout-out. There were several things that happened over the weekend. I know that it was Gia's birthday. Happy birthday to you, little girl. I think Sydney, it was her birthday, I'm pretty sure. Sydney, now y'all probably saying, who is Sydney? Sydney is Celeste's daughter, and she had a birthday today. And actually, it was Friday, and they had a party for her today, Sunday. So happy birthday, Sydney. And that's on Irene's side of the family. That's why I'm saying that, because I'm close. That's, I guess That's why I know so much, because they're so close now. On this family so big, I can't know everything. Y'all got to let me know. If you let me know, then I'll know, and I'll be able to shout out to all our babies and children and uncles and aunts and mothers and dads and whoever's having these birthdays and anniversaries, et cetera, et cetera. So those of y'all that I missed, call in and let me know, hey, I had a birthday, and we'll acknowledge you. But anyway, I just want to go ahead and, like I say, I want to play a little song for y'all and allow more family to come, because I don't want them to miss out, because when I start, you know, announcing this and that and the other, I don't want them to miss out. And I think last time we covered a lot of stuff, and then a lot of y'all was late. So I'll give you a few minutes, all right? Anyway, this is Kirk Franklin, and we'll be back shortly.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been counting my life.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why is the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Let's get it.
right, this is it for it. New day, new season. As a one singer song, it's a new season. It's a new day. Anyway, that's Kirk. I always like this song. It's a little old, but it'll work for what we're trying to do here. Again, family, I'm making sure I'm still connected here. Okay. Again, family, just want to thank everybody for stopping by. Those of you in the chat room, I just want to remind y'all again, because some of y'all, this may be your first time. If you are in the chat room and you are wanting to comment in the chat room, you have got to simply register with, I know what you're thinking, register. Now, it only, Blog Talk only asks you a few questions, but you definitely got to register. Cannot comment or talk to me unless you're registered. You're going to just have that guest as your name. As y'all see, when you logged on, you see the word guest. You are one of those guests, so you got to be registered in order to comment. That's just the way it is. It's the way of the world. Got to do it, got to do it, got to do it. All right? Also, those of you on the phone lines, just a reminder, because some of y'all, again, this is your first time, if you want to comment, if you want to say anything to me, you have got to press 1, as I will not know you have a comment. And then once you've commented, after I put you back on hold, you press 1 again, because your hand will still be up and you press 1 again. And if you have a comment later on in the show, then you can press 1, okay, a third time. Did y'all get that? Hopefully y'all got that. This is the rules of engagement. You got to know these things in order for this thing to work. Again, I'm extending an invitation to whoever out in the family that wants to host this show. Please step up, don't be shy. Brother Seth has I'm in that other mode. I'm thinking I'm doing another one of those shows. But I do have a life, and I do get tired sometimes. So if y'all can step up, that'd be great. Tonight, we have for our elder that we're going to be spotlighting, the one and only Reverend Ray Melton. I am looking forward to this interview tonight. As you know, last week we had on Brother May. To some of us, it's going to be Aunt Brother May, and to others it might be their sister, and to others it might be their cousin, but to us it's Aunt Brother May, for some of us. And really enjoyed talking to her. Time just seemed like it's so short. That little hour would just fly by. And so kind of wish we had more time, but we didn't. So tonight, Reverend Ray Melton. And those of you online, as you can see, you see pictures. You should see pictures of Ray, just like a slideshow. I mean, I think the first picture is him when he was actually sitting at the table with Vernon May on the first picture, okay? No. The first picture is him when he was in graduation from his, I think this is when he was actually being ordained. And then the second picture, one of the pictures is him in Las Vegas, and then another one is him just doing different things. So y'all check out that slideshow as we speak, and you'll see Ray in different settings, okay? But that's who we will spotlight tonight. Again, the one and only Ray Melton, Reverend Ray Melton, okay? And I have to practice because I'm not really used to saying Ray, and even, you know, so many people in my world is on a first name basis, but we are definitely giving this respect tonight. So let's be aware of that. Happening at 10 o'clock tonight, okay? 10 o'clock tonight, Central Standard Time. So, before I go any further, I just want to go ahead and let everybody know about the Booker Business section of the show that starts in about 10 minutes where we talk about jobs. So, you may want to get your pencil and pen and begin to write some of this stuff down because I'll be mentioning some jobs and different things that has to do with finances. We want that to really grow. We want this part of the show to really flourish. Really, really flourish. Okay, so we'll start that in about 10 minutes. Also, Donna will be doing a show in addition to this show. All right, we're talking about it, but Donna will be doing a show dealing more with family issues, getting more into the what's the word? where we're looking for. Donald's show is going to be dealing with more with everyday life. You know, our motto with this show is keeping it positive. And I'm not saying she's going to have it negative, but she'll deal more with real-life situations in the family, like just how to do this, how to do that with the young people, encouraging them. It'll be upbeat and positive as well. So look for it. It'll happen soon. Also, we have a couple more slots, days, if somebody want to pick up a show or do something family-related. And I'm really hoping this person is going to be under the age of 25. So anybody young, any of you youngsters, want your own show, I have room. As y'all know, I have these shows on Blog Talk Radio myself, and so there is some room. I have maybe four days where I'm not doing nothing. And so why not allow family members to do their thing? So some of y'all young people want to kind of have your own show, and you're going to keep it clean, and there ain't going to be no foolishness, you know. I know y'all got to keep it real, but keeping it real don't have to mean it has to be negative. So as long as it's upbeat, real, hey, you can get another slot, okay, 2 hours or less. So call me about that, all right? Call me about that. So let's go ahead and just see. Right now, I'm trying to see if Gage and see how many family members we got. We do have people on the phone lines. Again, thank y'all for being on time. Let me do this. Let's see here. All right. Somebody has their hand raised already. Area code 850-712. Somebody has a question or a comment already. Let's see who this is. Area code 850-712. Go ahead. You're on there. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Seth. This is Miguel.
Miguel Booker.
Yes, it
is. The one and only?
The one and only.
You shouldn't say no fake one now. I heard some fake Miguel Bookers running around here. You ain't one of them.
No. There's only one of me.
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. Actually, y'all, let me just quit count. Not the best actor. I spoke to Miguel earlier and I told him about the show, and he is on the line all the way from Florida. All the way from Florida. Well, how you and the family doing, man?
We're blessed. We're doing extremely good. We're doing extremely well. You know, everybody's just doing their thing and taking care of their business and so forth.
Now, Miguel, for those of y'all don't know who Miguel is, because this show is about becoming less strangers, and some of y'all are saying, who's Miguel? Who's Miguel? Well, Miguel is the son of Alma Jean, the late Alma Jean Booker, Shama. I think, am I saying her last name right? At the hardest
Abu,
last name.
Abu Shama.
Abu Shama. Anyway.
Abu Shama,
yeah. Which is my aunt, my mother's sister, is the daughter of Caleb and Azalee Booker. So this is one of Caleb and Azalee Booker's daughters' children. And Miguel has a sister. I think they're the smallest out of everybody, and just two in the family. Miguel has a sister named Montrese. And so we used to love going over. Alma Jean Halfley was real little, just to wrestle and watch Miguel and Montrese be silly and be little kids, and we got to be a little older than they were. But anyway, Miguel, welcome to the show, man. Really. So what city are y'all in Florida again, for those that don't know?
Well, we're actually in the Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Florida area. It's actually becoming very popular. It's kind of like a mini Hawaii. And like most of the stars are kind of recognizing it now and starting to move in.
Serious?
Yes.
Really? So a lot of the celebrities like that area. Is it expensive?
No, not really. Not at all. I mean, it's just a, it's right on the coast, right on the Gulf Coast here, around the Pensacola area. For those of you who know where Pensacola is at, I'm about 40 miles outside of Pensacola. And then if you pulled up Destin, Florida. Destin is probably about 15 miles from me. It's where our beach shores are. The whitest beaches in the world, they say. The sand is pure white.
For real?
Yes.
Really? You know what? I always want to go somewhere else. My whole thing is I always want to go out away from the United States, away from the United States. But I do know that this United States has some beauty in it, and Florida is one of the hot spots for sure.
Yes.
And I kept saying I was going to come see you, and I just kept procrastinating because, like I said, when I was I'm still with the airlines, but the flight benefits is not as liberal as they used to be. But I used to always say I was going to come to Florida. But my goal was is to go as many places international as possible. So I was trying to go everywhere and just kind of keep the states for last. But I really wish I could have got down there and seen, you know, that area, man. But anyway, how's the family doing?
They're doing good. They're doing good. You know, I have a, you know, my son Ian. He's 16 now. Get ready to turn 17 in June, and you know he's playing football on the offensive line, and he's 6'4", 6'5", 265.
Say that again. You said a lot there. Say the name again.
Ian.
Ian. Just so everybody knows.
Ian.
Ian. Ian is Miguel's son. Those of you youngsters listening, and some of you old people too that don't know, Ian is Miguel's son. And what is your? Give me your kid's name so everybody know.
Well, I have my son Ian, which is the only one I have, and then I have my stepdaughter Amber, who's 10.
Amber, that's I knew there was somebody else. Amber, okay, that's the little cutie pie we see on Facebook sometimes.
Yes.
And your beautiful wife, of course, is don't tell
well,
me
thank
Alicia.
You. Alicia.
Right? Did
yes,
I get Alicia?
Yes. Yes, you did.
But, y'all, Facebook, I tell you, a lot of people say negative things about Facebook, but Facebook do one thing if they don't do nothing else, and that is bring folks together. And so it's so good to see y'all's pictures. Look like y'all having a blast by your Facebook photos for sure. So, but let me ask you something, man, before we start this little section with Booker Business. Section of the show, and don't forget, y'all, this your first time listening?
I'm sorry?
Is this y'all's first time listening to the radio show?
Yes, and it's my first time listening. Yes, it is. It is. The kids are asleep right now, so.
Well, listen, in the future, and even this show tonight, she can listen to it tomorrow. Y'all all can listen to tomorrow again if you want to, but it's archived.
Okay.
And all you got to do is go to that blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones, 5 smooth stones. Again, after you go to blogtalkradio.com, you can either do a slash and then 5_smooth_stones, or just go to blogtalkradio.com and just type in the search and search for 5 smooth stones, and it'll take you right to our page and just go down. We've interviewed Miguel. We've interviewed Uncle Bud. We've interviewed, he was first, and then we interviewed Bobby Baylor. I don't know if you remember Bobby Baylor or not, the one and only Reverend Bobby Baylor. We interviewed him, and then we interviewed Goolaby. Goolaby is on the side of Booker side, and that's Dorothy Jean's brother. And then we interviewed, can't even think everybody, it's, I think we interviewed Dorothy Jean. We interviewed Aunt Robbie, Billy, Verna May. Watch, I miss somebody and get in trouble. But tonight, if you're up and about tonight, in about another 30 minutes, we're going to have on Verna May's husband, Reverend Ray Melton. So I know you want to hear from Ray. So if you're up, Miguel, keep listening. And, man, call in, let us know birthdays, any of your kids having any kind of celebrations. Just call and let everybody know. That way we can do a little shout-out, or, you know, somebody may want to even call you after the show is over with it and just, you know, be a part of the celebration. And I do mean that. The goal is for y'all that are so far away, like you, Miguel, and your family, and then we got Eric, and we got, of course, Chris. Chris is up in, I think he was in Belgium last I checked. And then there is even Carlos, she's not that far, but they're not in Fort Worth. I mean, anybody that's not in Fort Worth, Carlos and Sean and her family, everybody around the states that's not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this is really for them, too, to be a part. Because over the Internet, it's just like we're all in the same room. And that's the design of the show, Miguel. It's just to y'all so far away, we miss y'all. And Facebook is a good tool because we can see your photos. And then with this, Blog Talk Radio, we can also hear your voice. Hear your voice and hear what's going on with you. And that's important. So always know that. Check us out. And if you just can't because the hours is not jiving with your schedule, then always listen to the archives. Listen to what's going on that week or what's going on, because what we do is we talk about on the show what's happening the next week. And
How is you and your family there, sir?
Oh, we're doing okay, man. Just a lot of challenges. I'm switching jobs, and I just switched this one job, and just trying to learn it. It's kind of complicated, and it's stressing me out, to tell you the truth. And so this show.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand that.
I'm still in the airline industry. I need to do something else because obviously, anybody that know me know I'm not. This is not my ultimate calling, but. That's a whole nother story, man. We're just trying to live right, and just demanding, just trying to demand my piece of the pie, so to speak. You know?
I understand that. I'm in the same situation. I'm in transition right now. I've been a finance manager for almost 10 years, and I'm just kind of burnt out on doing that. In the auto industry there. So I'm kind of in transition, going kind of back to my passion, which is art and graphics, and then do a lot of graphic design work now. And yes.
Hey, let me tell you something real quick about a friend of mine. He's just like you. Just hearing you say that, you remind me of a friend of mine in Cincinnati. His passion was art, too, and he was in another kind of work. And he got a lot of criticism because he wasn't bringing in. I'm sure this ain't your story, but in his story, he wasn't producing like a few people thought he did. And he went through a lot of stress over that because, and this brother, I kept saying to him, man, one day your gift is going to make room for you. You know how the Bible says your gift will make room for him, because he is real. This guy can take a sheet, like off a bed, a full sheet, and spray paint a picture of you, and it'll look better than a photo in your wallet. That's
wow.
How good he is. And right now, this guy, he's on one of my Facebook friends, and I saw him. He had took a picture with I can't think of the rapper's name, but this guy is using his artistic skills. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, I can't think of this guy. Run DMC, Ron. Which one is the pastor?
Okay.
Which one is the pastor, Ron or?
It's Ron. Ron.
He took a patch with Reverend Ron and doing some work for him. But anyway, I just started with the art thing. So pursue that, man, for real. Pursue, because I know
my art is more digital. My art is more computerized than digital. I don't deal with ink and pencil and so forth. I'll leave that to my other cousins, Byron and Breck, and all those guys who have done incredible work. But mine is all digital. I'm more of a computer graphic type person. So.
Oh, really? When you say digital, what do you mean? I mean, I think I know what you're talking about, but what do you mean, like computer graphics, so to speak?
Yeah, it's like, Photoshop type work, marketing, advertising type stuff. Yeah.
So nobody want to piss you off, because you probably could put somebody's face on some and have them, I don't know, robbing a bank or something. Picture.
Yeah. But if you go to Vernon May's website, vernonsventures.com, you see some of the work that I've done. A lot of the work you see, just everything you see down on her website is all custom made. It took me months because every piece, is bit by bit, code by code, graphic by graphic. So. And that's just another one that I'm working on, which is a MAG, MAG-INT, International. And a friend of mine was a. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Anyway, MAGINTERNATIONAL.com or MAGINT.com. I just loaded it up, and I'm getting ready to finish up the graphics on that one. So Okay. I mean, it's okay. It's the business is a tough business to get into. I'm blessed. You know, my wife is a very educated woman and very successful at what she does. She's in the medical field, but she's very, very active with the local chamber of commerce. So, you know, I believe in supporting my wife and supporting what she does and help marketing her. And in doing so, kind of made a name for myself because she's, you know, done some things out there. She had a health fair that she put together and a golf and wine and a golf and wine festival that she had to put together. And it was just, everybody was blown away by the marketing spread. And that just kind of gave a little notoriety there.
Really?
Which I really wasn't expecting, but it happened, nonetheless.
Well, Dale, listen, somebody want to holler at you. Somebody,
okay.
Area code 817-500. 817, area code 817. They want to have a question or a comment for you or I. Let's see who is this? Who is 817-500? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing? 817-500,
you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, this is online paydaysystem.net/Mars. This is for those that do need. There's no way
hold
possible
on, hold
to
on,
use
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Are you listening to the show?
Yes.
Do you know who's on the phone right now talking to me, Mars? I can tell you want to listen to the show. You calling to give you a little plug for your business.
Hey, Mark,
I can
doing?
Tell you were not listening to this show because you'd be shouting out for it. I got Miguel on the phone.
Oh, well, hey, Miguel, how y'all doing out there?
Say hi to your cousin.
Doing all right.
How y'all doing out there? But see, the main thing is this advertising. This is a commercial break. My number had popped up, so I'm letting everybody know you cannot do this week without making at least $300 this week. This is for those that don't have jobs, okay? If this don't render to you, do not go to onlinepaydaysystem.net/Mars. It's not for you.
Mars.
This is the one that's going
Mars.
Through the struggle.
Hold on a second. I ain't going to rush off the phone. I think you're trying to get that in, so you think I'm going to rush off the phone. But say hi to your cousin, man. Your
What's
business
going on?
Can't wait.
Nothing much, Mars. How you doing?
Who is it?
This is Miguel.
I knew he wasn't listening. I knew he didn't even hear what I said when I said Miguel. Miguel is on the phone, man.
This is not Miguel, the guy that I work with next door at the shopping center that came in every day. And he came and said, and I work next door to him at another store, but the store that I worked at, you know, it's like he was
always what you talking about? That's Miguel
same,
Booker.
In other words, he came in there with the same clothes on from it. Cousin, I'm tired. So I got to give me some new clothes. I come to work with the same clothes. Can you feel me? So I said, come on in, Miguel. Get whatever you don't. Don't worry about it. And I told him,
I said,
one day that this is not going to last forever, you know. I said,
you're right.
Trouble don't last forever. He just kept saying, oh, but Uncle Marvin, it's rough. I said, you know what? You think it's rough. But one day it ain't going to be rough no more. This is not my cousin that lives in Miami, is it? Is that the guy?
That's the guy. I'm not quite in Miami, though, but that's the
guy,
Mars.
I have to encourage him.
He is not in Miami.
In the rocks until something changed.
He is not in Miami.
Now, where is he at? Where you
Mars.
At? I'm in the Pensacola, Destin, Florida area. I'm in the Panhandle, Mars. But you're right, he's right, Seth. You know, I used to work next door to him at a shoe department. He worked in a clothing store, and he used to encourage me all the time. And I actually, you know, he motivated me to even get the job there at the mall. And I used to catch that city bus every day, you know, and we used to go and have lunch. And he would always encourage me. You know, it was a hustle that, you know, during that time frame. We didn't have much. But, you know, he stayed with me and stayed on me all the time. Don't be out here in the street doing this other stuff, man. You need to be doing this and do something and just hang in there, you know. So I love Morris to death. You know, he was one of those ones that I feel like if it had not been for him, I probably never would have maybe mounted anything. So I appreciate it.
But when you came and told me, hey, man, I joined the service, I said, see, I told you your trouble's over now, see.
Yes, you did.
And I stayed on him because I stayed on it because he don't understand, you know, my mother, ain't you know, all of my aunties, Alma Jean, you don't understand that because he was a kid. He was a puppy on the front porch with the puppies. But now he's probably out there in the field with the gladiators now, you know, which is all good. When I see you, you know I'm going to hit you like that. But I love you anyway.
Right.
You know, that's so, Larry, just remember you're doing the right thing, and you the man in control. If you ain't doing what you need to be doing
it,
in control, look here, sit on the front porch with the puppy. And I know that ain't Miguel. But hey, now you got wings. Now you got wings. So fly, eagle, fly.
I appreciate it, Morris. Thank you.
Well, listen, Miguel, I know you said you had to do, Morris. I want you to hang on because I want to know you got other things to share about your business. But, Miguel, listen, I know you got to run. If you can, keep listening to the show. I don't know what you're doing, but if you got to run, you got to run. But just tell your wife and everybody I said hello, and I do mean that. And, and like I said, we're going to be on to 11. Ray is going to come on about 10. I'm looking forward to that interview. In the meantime, we'll talk about jobs and stuff. And for anybody want to know, we got 20 minutes left for a Booker business section, Mars, starting with Mars. Anybody else that want to call in with ideas for your business or people, if you're looking for recruits or you're looking for, you want to advertise jobs or careers, y'all got 20 minutes. All right. Hold on a second. I think somebody else might want to holler at you, Miguel. Let me see here.
Okay.
They had hung up. Hold on a second because they was trying to zoom in here. Hold on a second. Just 1 second here. I hate doing this on my phone. I don't know why this particular person did not call the phone line, the show. Hold on. Don't hit the phone. Whoever's touching the phone there, hold on 1 second. Miguel, somebody was trying to holler at you, and we was on the phone. So let me see if I can get them. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Okay.
Donna, you there?
I'm here.
Miguel, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi,
okay,
Miguel.
Go ahead and holler Miguel right quick.
How you doing?
Hey,
what's up?
I'm doing good. What's up? What's up?
Call in. It's kind of, the phone is kind of messed up. I'm in the car. I just left here, and I was trying to dial the number to come on, but I mean, some kind of way he took this up. But how you been doing?
I'm doing good, you know, just trying to stay busy and trying to keep busy. So I haven't forgot about you. I know I was supposed to do some work for Tanny there, and I haven't forgot about you, Donna, but I've just been consumed with some other things. So we have to get together and talk.
And, Mars, you hold on a second. I'm going to come back to you in a second because I want you to do your business thing. But hold on. Let me let them talk. Well, Donna, go ahead quickly and just do your thing and shout out Miguel, and then we'll got another person that want to holler at Miguel also. Eric, code 817-655. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay.
Okay, well, I got y'all on the phone. Anyway, my baby came in second place. They did the national camp championship today. They've been holding the first place for a long time, but today they had some competition. So next week,
what was that?
To Houston.
What is that? Name the name of the competition again.
CGA National Cheer Competitions. So
and they got second
this year. They got second place.
Oh, congratulations, Brianna.
The people that got first place, they were tough. They were some tough cheerleaders.
That's okay. We didn't think about them, but I want to say.
We heard about it. We got it next week. We're going to Houston to the Nationals in Houston. So hopefully they come on with those jackets. They already got two, so this will be the third one. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, came in first.
Congratulations.
But,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Miguel, did your daughter ever cheer?
She did a few years ago, but now she's into dance, tap, jams, you know, contemporary dance stuff. We're pretty active in the church, so we have a lot of. My wife is the head of the praise and worship team at church, and I'm the sound engineer there. So we have a lot of things at church we have to do most of the time. So,
what church y'all go to down in
Florida?
New Life International Worship Center.
We gotta come down there. I keep telling you, I'm coming. I'm gonna come for real.
I have to send you a copy of one of my wife's performances.
Well, listen, Donna Miguel, I think he has a couple of things he got to do here. So, Donna, I'm gonna you need to call the show though, because I got you on this three way, and this ain't gonna work. So,
okay.
If you call that show, keep trying to 760-283-0838, okay? But somebody got a question or a comment for Miguel. Donna, if you can hang up.
Go ahead. I'll hang up.
All right, okay.
All right, see you. Love you, Miguel.
Love you too, Donna. Talk to you later.
Area code 81655. Go ahead, you're on there. Who am I speaking with?
Code.
Miguel, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Area code 817-655. I'm not going to get arrested of your number. That's your privacy. But go ahead. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Area code 817-655-2673. Who am I speaking with? I think this is Montrese's phone number, I think.
It sounds like it.
Montrese, are you there? Hello, Montrese.
Is she disconnect?
Well.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what you waiting on?
I just called in and said hi to my brother and to see what he was up to and
hello, Matrice.
I'll just check it. I like the show and everything and
well, thank you, Matrice.
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah. So I'll just get in good encouragement and you know,
how you doing, Matrice?
Like
you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. I haven't talked to you in a few days, so I'll have to give you a call when we get off the show. So.
Okay.
So, Montrese, does Amber and Hannah, Lovey, anybody got anything going on this week that you need to tell us about?
Right now, they're out working, and they going to, another two going to school and stuff like that. That's about it. Right now, they don't have anything planning to do this week.
Well, you gonna be hanging around when Ray come on at 10 o'clock?
Uh huh.
All right, just hang around. And remember, when I put you on hold, and this goes for Mars and anybody else that came on the line early, because all y'all got your hands still up. When I put y'all on hold, like Donna just left, like we get to talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Press 1 again after I put you on hold. Otherwise, your hand is still up, and it looks like you want to say something when you're already saying it now, okay? But
okay.
Well, anyway, Miguel, I know you got to go. But hopefully you'll keep listening to the show. And tonight, and like I said, 10 o'clock, hopefully sharp, we'll be able to bring us another 10 minutes, actually. We'll have Ray on. Mars got to want to talk a little bit about his business. And we may have time for a few more job bulletins, and then we'll go straight to Ray. Montrese, you going to stay around, right? Montrese?
She may have already put us.
I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold. Tell everybody I said hey. And I'm going to put you on hold now. In about 1 minute, press 1 on your phone. And if you want to say something later on, press 1 again, okay? But thank you for saying hello to Miguel for us.
All right, Miguel. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, then. All right, thank you. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you, too. Bye. Mm-hmm. Hey, Seth, before I go.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, I have when I was home during Christmas time. I apologize when they get the chance to see everybody, but it's just so many people, and I'm just kind of stretched thin, and only had about 3 days, and we was running around and everything. But I happened to visit Naomi, and she gave me a picture I thought was a very, very, very beautiful picture of our elders. And it's a picture of all five of them, Irene, Verna Mae, Hayne Robbie, Imogene. It was a beautiful picture, all of them standing together in a blue dress at church that I'm going to scan and send to you to put on your site there. I think it's important that we remember and we honor and continue to respect them as our elders. These women are the foundation of our family on this side, and I love them very much. And I often look at this picture every single day. I'm Jean standing in the middle of it, so I miss her dearly. But in any case, I just wanted to tell you that to be looking out for it. I'm going to scan it and send you a copy of it, and then hopefully, if you can find some space, you can put it on there. For everyone to see. I plan on making copies, though, and for anyone who are interested in having a copy of this picture as well, I'll send you a copy of it. I'm going to have multiple copies made, and I have to send it.
Do that, Miguel, because actually I think I know what picture you're talking about, and I took a picture of it, but it ain't going to be as nice as what you got.
Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful picture of all five of them together there. I mean, Robbie standing in the middle. And Naomi and then Verna Mae and then Irene and Imogene, and they all have blue dresses on, and so forth. And this is, and I think this is in their prime, and it's just a beautiful picture of all of them together. So if anybody's interested and they want to copy that picture, just let me know. I'll let Seth know, and I'll send you guys a copy. It's important to me. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it means a lot to me. So.
You know what? It is going to be important to anybody listening, because I don't think nobody else got a picture of all the aunts or, you know, whoever they are to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not everybody's aunt. But I'm just saying, I don't think there is another picture with all five of the sisters together like this. So be definitely prized. Like I said, I took a photo picture, like with my camera, of it sitting
mm-hmm.
on the shelf. But it ain't going to be as nice as the quality you got. So I'm definitely interested. So if you can... put it on Alicia's Facebook and just shoot me a little email saying go to the Facebook. I would really appreciate that.
Okay, I will do that. I'm going to try to get a scan tomorrow.
Well, listen, Miguel, again, man, thank you for calling. Please don't let it be your last. Even if you don't comment, you can do like so many people are even doing tonight. Some people is hanging on the phones, they're on the phone lines, they're not commenting, they don't want to comment. And there's some people that's in the chat room, they're listening, they're enjoying the show, they don't want to type, they just want to be there. But they're in the chat room. If they want to, they can actually type if they are registered. So thank you again, man. Again, I really mean to tell your family I said hello. And listen, like I say, even though y'all in Florida, some of the stuff you might can benefit. Just like if you know tomorrow is Donald's birthday by listening to the show, or tomorrow is Don Jr.'s birthday by listening to the show, you can always call them or send them a little email, and you found out how, through the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. So there you have it, man.
I will
there
do.
You.
Thank you very
okay.
much, Seth, for having me. You be blessed, and everyone else who is listening, you continue to be blessed and continue to pray and stay strong. And as a family, the more we pray together, the more we will all stay together, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, and I'm gonna go ahead go further with this show. And I just hope you listen, and I hope that next week, Miguel, don't forget, this is archived. Everything you're saying right now is recorded. So later on, if Alicia missed the whole thing, she can listen to it. And I will. I'm so glad I thought to tell you this. Please go back and listen to the previous shows. I know that's a lot of listening, but if nothing else, listen to that. It's a lot of listening. But don't listen to the whole show if you don't have time. Just listen to the second part of it, because the first part is just news and information. But listen to Caleb, Uncle Bud. You'd be surprised to know what he had to share. And then Gula B and Dr. Jean, all of them knew Caleb Booker and Big Mama, and they had different angles on how they looked at her and how they looked at him. It's very interesting. Aunt Robbie came on. You know, Aunt Robbie got a lot of history. Verna May was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Billy, you know, you hadn't talked to Billy in a long time, I know. You know, so Billy came on, and everybody have a lot of, the ratings are high, meaning a lot of people listen to all of these shows. All these shows have over 50 hits. That means 50 times people have sit down and listened. Some people have as high as 7. They don't tell numbers because I don't want it to be turned into a competition thing. But some people it's approaching 100, 100, and this is a brand new show. So family members will go back and listen after the show. So just know that, and I will hear from you hopefully next week or week after.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Don't forget to send that picture, Miguel.
I will.
All right. God bless. Love you, man.
Love you, too. Goodbye.
All right. Talk to you later. That was the one and only Miguel Booker. Can y'all believe that Miguel stopped by? What a treat. That's always nice to hear from family that is not, in the DFW area. That's always a treat. Well, anyway, Mars is still holding by, and I know he have a lot to say with what he's doing with his business. Mars, you're back on the air. Go ahead with what you were saying. Sorry about that, but I just wanted to get – I know Miguel had to go run and do some other things. I wanted him to finish his interview, but go ahead with what you were saying with the business. Mars?
Mars. Yo, hey, can you hear me? How you doing?
Yeah, why is everybody on this delay thing? Come on, speak up, man. You had some information
okay,
to share about.
Okay, how y'all doing out there? There's no way possible that you actually can go through this week if you lost your job.
Wait a second. Hold on. What's that noise? Mars.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, what was that?
Okay, don't worry about all that. We're doing the show. And I don't mean to interrupt. Sorry about the inconvenient sound or whatever that was. Probably was squeaking in the phone. You know, it's all about the signal. But anyway, those that go through, you know, the family members, the young kids, look for jobs. You can make money daily. It's not a big deal. But if you're interested to make money this week, I want you to call 817-500-3682. Now, this thing is called online paydaysystem.net/Mars. The main thing, go to the website. Listen to the webinar. Now, if you don't understand the webinar, I'm looking for people that really need to make extra money, whatever the case is. It's not an old gimme. We make money daily here, constantly. And if you want to make $300 or $400 this week or maybe by next week, then this is what's for you. There's no money involved. Go to the webinar, the website, onlinepaydaysystem.net/Mars. Once you get there, put your email address in there, your phone number, and start the system. And those that don't understand it, give me a call, 817-500-3682. There's no way possible you can go through this week and be broke because you got to pay some electric bill, water bill, whatever the consequences may be. And this is for everybody. So just at least go to the system and look at it. And those that I will prove to you that constantly we make money daily. And the thing about it is, it just started. So this is to get you over the hump, and get you back in the business. You know, even though those is making the millions, and this is not for you. If you making millions and trillions and no, those situations are going through whatever the case may be, you lost your job, just to get you back on your feet. There's no money obligated involved. It works. The system really works. Call 817-500-3682. Go to onlinepaydaysystem.net/Mars. Call me if you don't understand what the concept of it is, but if it worked for me, it didn't work for anybody. That's what my aunt told me. And she's, I just want to mention her name. Her name is Donna Thomas. So she gave me the drive. Besides that, I got my own drive coming up, dealing with the consequences, and this is what helped me get through the storm. Besides that,
right,
God's on the other side. But thank you anyway. Call 817-500-3682 if you don't understand. This is the week to start getting involved online, paydaysystem.net/Mars. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, man. All right, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. And so y'all give Mars a call if y'all definitely is in the market for making some more money, looking for another opportunity, economically speaking. All right, listen, everybody. It is 10 o'clock. And what I'm going to do at this time is going to take a small little break, allow Mr. Ray to connect with us. And I want y'all to check this out. I played this last week, but I don't think I can play it enough because this is our own talent. So when we get any kind of clips, music from our own family, better believe I'm more apt to play that than I am some of these other people. So this is going to be Donna and Tanny. And this is a song that it's one of my favorites. I played it for the first time last week on this on the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network, but I want to go ahead and pull it up again. So while Mr. Ray is calling and I'm queuing him up, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all hear this. This is, y'all remember Donna and Tanny singing? I'm trying to think, when did they sing this last? I can't think, but they sung it at some family event. I don't think it was, anyway, this is Donna, and y'all know who Donna is, right? You should know. You don't know anybody. You should know who Donna is. But hold on a second. I think this is, let's see here. Area code 972-303, go ahead, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ray.
Okay, this is Mr. Ray. All right, Ray, all right, we're going to go ahead and bring you, we're going to start this interview in just about, Ray, give me about 3 minutes and then we'll come back and open up the interview with you folks. So Mr. Ray is in the house, the Reverend Ray Milton is in the house. And I want to thank you for calling and keeping your word, my brother, just so you know that I appreciate that.
All right. I'll wait.
All right. So while Ray is waiting, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all just get a sample of some of the talent that's in this family. This is Donna and her daughter. Y'all know who her daughter is? Tanny. Of course, Tasha can sing too, but Tasha don't, it's a shy one. But this is Donna and Tanny singing in your presence. Check this out. Okay, folks. I do apologize if that was a little loud. Somebody texted me and said it's a little loud. But anyway, folks, I want to thank everybody for those of y'all on the phone lines, those of you in the chat room, thank y'all for standing by. I don't think nobody has left. Even from when Miguel called early, it was good hearing from him. But we have the one and only Reverend Ray Melton on the line, and let me just go ahead and get him into the mix.
Well,
Ray, you there?
It's so nice to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good to hear your voice. And like I said, I wasn't just making, what am I saying here? I wasn't just talking when I said thank you for the invitation, because a lot of people don't want to talk. Some people, it's just they don't like the spotlight. They don't like to be. But I believe that sometimes you need to spotlight your elders. You know, you need to hear from them. The Bible talks about those of that have went before us. And not that you are old man like that, but you are an elder in the family for sure. And then you fear the Most High.
You said it. We can't testify something that we have never experienced in life. And when you're dealing with elderly at an age, we have three things in common when we reach the age of 60, and that is, number one, God has given us experience in life, and number two, He's given us the endurance to endure. So therefore, you know, we are here to talk with some people like yourself, because you know you're a great inspiration to us, and that's the way I feel about you and this program. So my congratulations to each and every last one of you who's involved with this. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for that. I really thank you for that. Yeah, it's just some way that I'm trying to do, man. Just, you know, the Internet, you got to change with the times. And times have changed now. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got MySpace. We got all this Internet. All these kids are like robots connected to their cell phone. You see them going down the road. Nobody's looking up at the trees, the highway. Everybody got their heads down, look at their phones. So you got to meet them where they at. That's where they at. So with this show, somebody can call and listen from the time it starts at 9 to 11, even if they're in Russia. They can literally call the phone line. If they don't want to do that, they can go online, go to the website, listen through their speakers, and go to the chat room and ask me questions, or do like Chris did and call me on Skype. And we're all connected, everybody. And then those that can't hear tonight can also listen tomorrow or next month or next year to the archive. So all of this is recorded. The best thing I could think of to keep us together.
Well, so what can I do for you this evening, Seth?
Well, tonight you are one of the elders that's going to be spotlighted. You are the spotlighted elder tonight. And tonight the goal of this show is simply to learn more about Ray. At the end of this show, whenever you decide to end it, you have until 11. You don't have to go the full hour. You can go whatever you want to. But at the end, I'm hoping everybody will say you have become less of a stranger. Not that you are a stranger to anybody, but we will become closer. Let me say it a different way.
Okay.
We will become closer. We'll know some things about Ray that from his own mouth, and then it'll be recorded.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, let me start off by saying, letting everybody know who don't know, because we got a lot of young people listening, and now and in the future, and they don't have a clue who Reverend Ray Melton is. He is from the family tree of Caleb and Azalee Booker. They had a daughter named Verna May, and he is the husband of Verna May. That's how he's related to the family. Okay, but Ray, the person, we're going to find out tonight more about him. Now, first and foremost, Ray, why don't you go ahead and just share with everybody where you're from, where your people from, because you got some beautiful, and I'm so glad I thought to tell you this, you got some beautiful relatives. It's almost like when y'all met over at Verna May, because I was looking at the pictures on, we had it on a photo bucket. And I was looking at, I was saying, man, did he tell all his ugly relatives to stay home? Like you told all the ugly ones to stay home, and only the beautiful ones to show up at Verna May house, because it was, you know, at y'all's house, it was like the most, it was a very beautiful family at y'all's house. So I was like, wow.
Amen. Well, we really appreciate it. I definitely will tell my seven sisters that you gave them the ultimate compliment, but most of those was our church members also. We here at home with my wife, Brenna. Brenna and I have been together, of course. We've been together going on over 22 years now. But she's been a great blessing to me. I'm 64. And basically, so therefore, we've been together for some time. But basically, God brought us together because I'm originally from outside of Houston, a little town called Kendleton, Texas, population around 300 at the time. And my family owned a farm. But the beautiful thing about the farm life is this. The city people don't have the opportunity to go out and step in the mud and enjoy the beautiful nature of life or see a plant grow and sprout up the next day. Or even see a flower that comes up beautiful, but yet it die, or see a transformation of a worm into a beautiful butterfly. It's such a beautiful thing, but the beautiful, being raised up with that and being the only boy out of with seven, living with five girls, plus the mother, that's six women, God taught me, he taught me how to respect my black woman. My mother told me something when I left home at 17. She said, never date a woman you wouldn't marry. Treat a woman like you want somebody to treat your sisters. Find you a godly woman and go to church. These are things that's radiated in my mind. But all through these years, my dad taught me something because I was a weakling. So I had to improvise my strength with ingenuity. In other words, he always told me, use what you have. And this is the word today. Somebody, you might think that you're not capable to do a certain task, but you don't know until you try it. Use what you have, and you will find that you can master your task, because everything in my life, God has had a plan for me, and I know that. Being a loving, being from a Christian family, that do believe that we didn't smoke, we didn't drink, Papa didn't drink. He dipped that snuff, yes. But I was brought up taking care of the field. And basically, as I left home, God blessed me by putting me into a field of quality assurance that has gave me a pretty decent life, and where the barrier wall, the color wall, was broken in 1965. But God has blessed me to more or less to run into people like Brenna, who came into my life. We both needed each other. There's a time in life when you don't love each other, but you can see the good in somebody. You can see, say, well, look here, it's good to look long term instead of short term. You might have a strong feeling at that moment that might disappear the next, but when you look long term, you see the beauty in a person, no matter how they act. They act like a demon with a horn on the head. But still and yet, you see the tail, and you see the tail is nothing but a beautiful rose itself. And that's when you realize that there's something special in between. And this is what I saw in your auntie, Brenna. I come to your family, for instance. I thank God for your family. I thank God because I don't have no relatives here in the city of Dallas, Texas. But what I have is her family. What I have said is you. And let me talk about Naomi for a minute. I curl up in her bed just like I would just call up and go to sleep. She'll cook a cake and dare somebody to come in the house and cut it before Ray get there. But my name is really Arthur Ray. My twin's name is Bevel and Faye Melton. I do have a beautiful twin. But the bottom line of it is this, Seth. I love you guys just as much as I love my wife. And I will protect my wife from all harm. I do my best. But we take care of each other. But the beautiful part about it all, Seth, is the fact that we became friends. If you ever love somebody, a lot of times you grow apart. You stay together so long you start looking at one another. But because we have peace in life, and thanks to the will of God, that she has helped me to realize that, hey, look, I can be of service to somebody. I can help somebody. You know, the joy of a smile is something I love to share. But God, the world didn't give me the smile. God did. But when Brenna, who compliments me very well, excuse me, she'll probably hit me for that. But the bottom line is we complement each other because we understand each other and we have a similar personality. But she know that I would never harm her. She know that I love her family. And most of all, she know I love her children. But the bottom line, we might not love them like a parent would, but we can still love them as a friend. But what I'm simply saying is I just thank God for you. And basically back to myself again. I went to Los Angeles and came back. I went to Los Angeles Southwest College.
Now, hold on, Ray. Somebody here has a question or comment. Do you want them to hold for a minute while you prove the point?
No, go right ahead. Let's do it.
Okay. Area code 940498. Who is this?
Question. I'm just enjoying what he's saying.
Who is this?
It's your niece, Donna Rochelle. Booker Turner Smith.
Amen. we truly appreciate you listening, you know, because this is what the show is all about. Amen. And what can I help? Is there a question I can help you with?
No, there's not a question. I was just simply enjoying what you were saying. It gives me pleasure when you talk on behalf of my aunt like that, because she is my aunt, and I love her. And you, from the way you're talking, you love her as much as I love her. You know what I'm saying? And that's good. That's always good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's just beautiful. Really, it is. So I'm enjoying just you. You know, I love her to death.
Amen.
But I'm enjoying you telling us how you love her, too.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, Donna, let's do this. I'm going to let Ray just get in his little poem. Morris, you need to press 1 on your phone. It looks like you got your hand up, and I know you don't because you just commented. Donna, when I put you on hold, after I put you on hold, press 1, just so everybody won't have their hand up because it looked like y'all want to say something. I know that Morris just was on.
Press
1, Morris. And Donna, when I put you on hold, you press 1 also. But listen, go ahead and listen to Ray some more. If you have some questions or comments on anything he got to say, then we'll bring you back up. We'll bring you back on. Just press 1 then, okay?
Amen. Okay, so you want me to press 1 now to leave off?
No, wait till I put you on hold. In about 2 minutes,
okay.
After I put you on hold, press 1. And if you want to comment later on, you may think of something to ask Ray, then press 1 later on, okay? But when I put you on hold, wait about 2 minutes, then press 1, okay? Mars, again, you need to press 1. All right, so go ahead, Ray. Donna, thank you for chiming in there and saying shouting out to Ray. But go ahead, Ray, with what you're saying. I'm enjoying you as well. I do want to ask you a question, though, before I begin. It's a question I ask everybody. It's kind of a little silly, but I like to know, what is your favorite song?
What is my favorite song?
Yeah.
What is my favorite song? Right now, my favorite song is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Or better yet, what is that one I like, brother? Have Your Way? No, not Have Your Way. I have a Jesus, Jesus, Jesus would be a wonderful song that I would love to sing that give me harmony, that builds up my spirit.
Who sings that? Who sings it?
I forgot the young man, but I can sing it myself. And being like, I want to hear Donna them singing myself, you know, because they're such an inspiration trio. But my song right now is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Okay.
You know,
okay, all right. Well, reason why I said that, I'm going to try to get it, but I don't always, I can't always, depends on the technology. I like to play it at the end of the show, but we'll see. But I just want to ask you, and then also, what is your favorite color? Just so people listen to Ray, and then maybe want to know, what is your, because that's a part of you, what's your favorite color?
The favorite color, let me share something with you. There's a story behind a color. One of the first books I bought was the book on colors. And the second book I bought is Positive Thinking. When you study the book of colors, even in biblical terms, you'll find it radiates a beauty that build the tabernacle with its gold and its bronze. And when I was 17, I went to this tailor in Los Angeles on Vermont and Manchester. And he fixed me up, and we became friends, and he always teach me how to match my clothes with different colors. So therefore, I bought this book, and he was about 5 years, and he really taught me a lot. But my favorite color is green. I like green and yellow, brown, and things like that. And I think it more or less blends in with my complexion, you know. So I like green if I would have to choose a certain color.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. All right. Let me ask you this. Ray, if you may already have it this good, I don't know. If you could do whatever you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and Donna, you and Mars, again, press one on y'all's phone. If you could do whatever you want to do, what would you do? What would your past, because they say you know a person by their pastime. In other words, whatever your pastime is going to be, that's Ray. Whatever you really would like to do, if you can just do what you want to do. Now, I know everybody has to pay bills. I'm not talking about paying bills and juggling, you know, your budget and taking care of, you know, family. Those things we do naturally. I'm talking about
what would you
do with free time, you know?
Being that, you know, Verna and I, we travel a great deal, so... And as a source inspector before I met Verna, and I worked on aircraft, so I traveled around the country a great deal as a source inspector working on different projects for something like 30 years, in which I've been in quality control for 45 years. And I have 12 years' experience at Johnson Space Center, NASA, in the astronaut training facility, in which I was the head inspector for 11 years. God has blessed me. So what I'm trying to say, men fall out of life because they have dreams. Sometimes they get discouraged because their dreams is not accomplished. But when you have vision and you trust in the Lord, you realize no matter what you do, you will not fail because you're not alone. It's not the footprints that you're having put in the sand in the ocean. It's God's footprints that's holding you and guiding you down this path called life. If I had to do anything over again, I would still go back to that aircraft and crawl through that aircraft and make sure that every nuts and bolt is safe for the passenger to ride, because I don't want it to go down and maybe go down on my son. But the bottom line of it is, so life is so beautiful. And as long as we try to do things to help others, I just want to help somebody, others, be able to be in a position where, therefore, I can constantly help others, give advice to somebody, share a word of comfort to somebody that might be grieved, because God has given me peace and God has given me life. And the only problem that we have is separation. We have separation because we are separated from God. And the only remedy that we have is the cross. That's the only remedy we have. And until we do that, maybe God is still, this is why he still has me here today. In a few months, I'll be 65, if God's will. That's the greatest chance of me. They said I'd never make it. But because of the cross, he allowed to bridge me from the people of this world and to the glory, God's glory. And that's my sermon for tonight. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you please take it to heart. I love you all. I had to smile because it's from my heart. Amen.
I hear you.
I hope I answered your question. Amen.
I hear you loud and clear. I hear you. And I want to also ask you this question, which I'm also want to know very badly, and that is, who were your mentors coming up? In other words, who mentored you? Who do you think? I know your parents, that could be the answer, or was it, you know, some people like to quote the Martin Luther Kings and the whoever.
My family, my dad, was a hardworking man. There was four brothers, and he had three other brothers. And all of them, we had a large share of property. One of them was a businessman, Willie Melton, who had started the NAACP down there in South Texas. And Henry Melton, who was one of the best mechanics in the world. My dad was the best farmer in the world. But what my dad taught me was how we survived. If you go into the library today and you read about the Jaybirds of Fort Bend County, it's in every library in the country. That represents the county where I'm from, Fort Bend County, Richmond, Rosenberg, Kendleton, Texas, where therefore blacks took a stand and defended themselves from whites that was coming from Rosenberg, coming kind of called it Black Friday. But the bottom line is, this is in your history today. Matter of fact, a marker has just been presented about 5 months ago in the city on Willie Melton Boulevard, stating that same fact. But because of my heritage, my grandmother is Indian, and my great-grandmother is white. And the way we came about our land is a story within itself. But the beautiful part about life is the fact that when you when you start telling people about your history. That's why I love Verna May, because she keeps track of all your family. She loves all of y'all so much. I can't help but love you. I mean, because she loves you so much. And that makes me happy. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
If I'm down there in the country, y'all with me. And if I'm up here, my seven sisters and my brothers with me. Amen.
I hear you.
When I'm happy, I smile. Amen.
I appreciate that. Good. Well, you know, Ray, you and I talked, and you handed me a book, and I want to tell you, you handed me a book of the, it was a drawing of the Holy of Holies.
Ooh,
you remember that?
Man. Yes, I do remember that.
You probably didn't think I would read it, but I actually haven't
read
the whole thing, but I've kind of read it here and there, and just wanted to tell you I appreciate that. I just thought about that, you know, when you was sharing it, I just happened to think of that.
Well, you have to realize that I graduated from theology. I spent 3 years studying theology and biblical studies. And the Holy of Holies, that's one of the most doctrinal books in Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, in the book of Leviticus in reference to the temple. And the questions that you ask is very educational questions. This is the reason why I enjoy talking with you, is because you ask questions of substance. You don't ask a question just to throw something out there for conversation. You ask a question for meaning. And so whenever I talk to you, I prepare myself for an answer. And that answer is today that I gave you that book, because I wanted you to have that book, because the eloquent question that you asked me about.
Yeah, and I believe you said that the gentleman, the pastor, if I remember right, when the pastor you was under actually let you have that. But I appreciate it anyway. It just crossed my mind to tell you that, so I really appreciate that. But Ray, I got another question I really want to ask you with regards to you. And it's kind of involved Verna May just a little bit. Obviously, y'all have done some things well financially. And what do you have to say to young people out there or older people out there that might want a little advice on how to, you know, be successful in the area of finances? What would you say? Verna May did a nice she talked a lot, probably more about finances, I think, than any interview I've done. And I'm sure a lot of people use a lot of that wisdom. But what do you have to say would be who do you credit to? How were y'all successful, and what would you say to young people coming up?
It's very simple. It's very, very simple. Pay your bills, okay? Whatever bills that you have, pay them. And then sit down and take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and you draw two lines down the middle. On the left side, you put the good. On the center, you put the bad. And you evaluate those two for about 1 week, and be honest with yourself, and put everything in there, your relationship, your financials, your living situation, all everything in there. And then I guarantee within 10 days you'll have a solution with prayer. It works. Because people fail to realize one thing, that when you've gotten to a certain age, you feel that nobody will hire you. You got to accumulate the experience that you have and mold them and put them together, and you'll find out that you have everything that job is looking for. And you have to believe that. You can change one word and make me love you, but you can also change one word to make me hate you. Amen?
Sounds like good advice to me.
It works. It works. And I hope it helped with someone. I really do. Maybe it's not the answer that you seek. See, I'm not going to sit up here and talk like a businessman. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you to write a proposal that's 50 pages long. I'm not going to sit it out here and tell you to write a mission statement when you're supposed to write a mission statement last. A lot of people write it first, but you're supposed to always write it last. That's why that sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, would be affect you so much. Because you'll be honest with yourself, and it will work. Trust me. Amen.
Wow. Well, listen, I want to ask you this. Before the ministry, I remember talking to Aunt Robbie, and I said this to her, and I think I might have said to Bobby Baylor also, Reverend Bobby Baylor also. Before ministry, let's talk about the young Ray. Before ministry.
Before
in other words, prior to your calling, what do you how can I say this? Let me try to get this right. Prior to ministry, let's talk about the Ray prior to ministry.
Okay.
Ambitious Ray. What was you like prior to ministry?
Prior to the ministry. Prior to being in the ministry, of course, I've only been there 10 years. But prior to being in the ministry, of course, ever since I've been with Verna, we've been in the church. But prior to meeting Verna, what I was in the life, I was the vice president of a singers group of 360 people. In other words, what I'm simply saying is I had I'm not boastful, but whatever. But I did what I wanted to do. I always paid my way. But the good thing about it of it is I always kept a job. No matter where I went, I never was without a job. But God provided that because he put me around people. When I went to Los Angeles at 17, my roommate was 35. My other roommate was 31. My brother was 31, and my two cousins were 31, 32. One of them was the vice president of Rockwell International. Another one was the head draftman for McDonnell Douglas. My brother was a head accountant, everybody, and another one was a chief electrician. So they taught me things of versatility. Versatility in life is so beautiful to be able to look at something. My dad used to tell me, before you go out there and lift up that rock, take a look at that rock. It might be leaning one way that make it easier. And you know what? He's absolutely correct. He's that all the time. The same thing with life. If people want to get ahead in business, they got to take care of business. Verna, take care of business. She loves her family, and I know she's going to help them any kind of way she can. But I will tell her, hey, wait a minute. Check yourself. Take a step back. But because I love her and I trust her, she can do all things because I know she does it through Christ.
Now, Ray, somebody has a question or a comment.
Okay.
Let me go ahead. Area code 817-500. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question or comment?
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's all. Hey, what's happening, Ray?
Hey, what's like Morris Wayne?
Sound like Mark right in the face, doing what it can't, sometimes it ain't what it ain't.
There you
know me. I take the faith. I take
Amen.
The faith, you know what I'm saying? That I was raised on faith.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the things that you didn't have, you had to just do what you had with. That encouraged me, man. It took me to a high level.
Amen.
It took me to a level because nobody never really occurred.
So
I had to walk through the storm all by myself.
So what?
Those that I believed in, they let me down. But it's one thing, as you keep going on in life, things do make a difference, you know. But my auntie told me a long time ago when she came over there with them bags in my house, I'm like, boy, you need to get in these bags. Go down there. I mean, do this. And she was trying to open up a gate, the floodgates, to where I can, you know, because of what she was doing, but. At the same time, maybe she saw something in me because, you know, hey, I ain't going to never get into something that I'm not supposed to be getting into. I'm going to be getting into something to try. It ain't about no money. Man. It's about faith. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm from that era because it started from a grain of a mustard seed.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
But you know what, though?
So wherever I am right today, because of my loss,
you know, my loved ones or whatever the case may be. She gave me inspiration. She always gave me inspiration. That's why I used to come over there. I mind to go all the way back.
Amen.
But, you know, when, it comes down to me and Eric and, you know, Mars,
Mars, hold on a second. He's trying to say something. Go ahead, Ray.
Mars, you know, the beautiful, you may not think it was a beautiful testimony in which you just given, but it was a beautiful testimony to me because everything, every day in life is just a test. Everything you go through is just a test to see whether you fail. You know this song where we fall down, but we get up? That is so true, because nothing happened to us without God's permission. Everything that happened to us is foreordained long before we were sifted out of that mountain of sand. Because we went to that pot of gold and he molded us. Amen. Just like God took that mud and breathed in us and made us a living soul. But before then, we were walking around here as dead men. Oh, Robbie has given me some information. Boy, I mean to tell you, that's so bad. Let me tell you, even got pastors say, "Where did you get this information from?"
But
what I love about
Ray,
then you can comment. Go ahead, Ray.
But you have always been the aggressive one, and that's what I love about you. You always have a vision. God has given you the ability to dream, dreams. And you know what? You don't sit back on them. You try your best to make it work. And you know what? One day, and it may won't be long, your mission will be accomplished. Amen?
Amen.
All the stuff that you've gone through was just a test. It was just a test. But you are stronger now. And just hold on to that faith, man, and keep the word of God in front of you. Bow down on your knees and pray with your children, and he will love you forever and evermore.
But you know what, though, Ray? I'm not saying you're late. I know what you're giving me is all straight up message. I love it.
Amen.
But you know what? It started a long time ago.
Amen.
On the other side of the tracks, I'm gonna throw some little rap, a little slang up in there. Just get with the program, okay?
All right.
It started a long time ago, Uncle Ray.
Amen.
On the other side of the tracks, bamboozle, hoodwink, bushwhack.
You got to realize you're on national TV, man. I love radio, or whatever. You could be testifying everything, man.
Well, hold on. What the thing of it is, you know. It was like, you know, I don't know. Everybody got their own situation, but I had to round out for myself because it's not about no struggle. It's about, you know, you like you said, it's about survival.
That's
you
right.
said your grandfather, your father showed you it's fun, it's about survival. Okay,
that's
guess
right.
what?
That's right.
The worst thing you can have in your life when you ain't got nobody to tell you that.
But you know, you have somebody.
But hold on. But at the same time, you got it all within you because you know what all this college I went to, all this stuff we did.
Well, Mars, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Ray. What I want to Mars, as much as I love what you're saying, and probably Ray got that word for you, tonight the spotlight is on Ray. I mean, because we want to know as much as we can within these last little 20 minutes. So what you need to do is share that before we do the spotlight. Now, right now, we're still trying to find out about Ray. Who is he? What makes him tick? What bless him? Testimony. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Please wrap up what you're saying. Let's hear what he has to say. And maybe next week, you know, you call before spotlight and just share this, and we'll let people. Maybe Ray will even call it next week before the person is spotlighted next week and share insight on whatever your question is, okay? I mean, it's just fair to him, all right?
You know.
To the bottom line.
I love y'all. All right.
Uncle Ray, he always inspired me.
Hey, amen. Same
he
here.
Always me.
Same here.
Always.
Amen. I appreciate that.
All right.
That was Mars.
And Ray, let me do this. Let's take a little short break. And we'll be back with the final words. We have roughly 20 minutes, and I'm just very anxious to know how we're going to wrap this up. And what do you have to say? While we're taking this little short break, if you know, I always call it just wet your throat break, you know, because we talk so much. But be thinking of something you want to share with the family. You got everybody listening. There's quite a few people on the phone lines. There's quite a few people in the chat room. So this is going to be a good outturn for you. So be thinking of what you want to say when we come back, and we'll be back shortly, okay?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Everybody, I knew it would be good. We keep it good. And Ray is not only just sharing insight, wisdom to Mars, and he's also letting us know where he's from, his family. And I bet y'all were saying, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what this is all about. Anyway, this is Ray's favorite song. Check this out.
Y'all say that. Come on, y'all. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hey. Jesus. Can I get a witness to say Jesus? Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus, Jesus. Savior. Savior, Savior. Somebody help me call him Savior. Tell him thank you. Come on. Thank you, thank you. Somebody ought to get on your feet and tell him thank you. The midnight hour call that name. When the fever won't go down, call that name, yeah. Trouble in your home.
All right, we'll play it in the background. Well, Ray, that's the song, ain't it? Actually, let me hold on. Let's get Ray on the line. Hold on. Okay, Ray, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that the song or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because when you call his name three times, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you can't help but to respond and say amen. Amen.
Yeah, I remember Timothy Wright. Anyway, man, it's one of my favorite singers as well. Listen, you got to know what's on my brains right now. What's on my brains is getting all these questions in. because sometimes we get on these get sidetracked on maybe this subject or that subject. And what Mars is doing, fine. I'm not calling that a sidetrack. I mean, I can get sidetracked talking too much about one thing, and I want to get a lot of information in. And but Morris was in line. Ain't nothing wrong with what he did. He just called and had some questions. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I don't want to get too hung up on, like, talking about, you know, any one thing. Because there's so much to raise. So much to raise. Now, you said you have seven sisters.
I am the, it was 14 children that was born to my mother and father. 12 survived. I am number 11. Of those 12 that survived. I have three brothers that has gone home to be with the Lord, and I have one brother right now that's suffering from prostate cancer, and he's 80. I am the baby boy. Out of 12 children, of course, I have seven sisters, and all of my sisters are living well, and those are all my sisters that you saw on that video. Every lady on there is related to me. Basically,
wow.
I've been truly blessed, being shattered. See, the beautiful thought part about being raised with girls, see, I had to work in the field. In the field, Papa told me what to do. And then when I come into the house, they told me what not to do. But one thing that they taught me is they taught me how to treat a woman right. They said, if you don't treat your girlfriend or whoever right, you don't treat your sisters right, you won't treat your girlfriends right. Amen? And they taught me that. And I grew up with them, and basically, like I said, after I left, basically I'm a twin. There's two sets of twins. I have twin sisters that's a year and a half older than I, and my mother had four babies at one time, and they tried to adopt me, but my mama said, no, that's my baby son, and she did not let me go. So, but the beautiful part about life is the fact that love. See, because Mama didn't want me to see the girls running across the house naked. So therefore, she made me lay in her lap. And she would lay around my long head and sit and hum Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And she herself would go to sleep, and yet she would still be humming. But as I grew up and helping my dad, because when I left home, our farm went down because there was nobody to help my dad. My mother passed, and I moved back to Los Angeles, back here in Houston. I praise God for it. I was an engineer for NASA for 11 years. And God has blessed me to work on the Hubble telescope, the C-17 program, the F-14, all the different aircraft that each and every last one of us fly. I am a quality assurance aircraft inspector certified, and God has been good to me. But at the present time, working with my wife here in the business, I'm an ISO 9000 lead auditor. I guess you say, what is that? The definition of ISO is to do what you say and say what you mean and do what you say. And ISO review every document there is to go into the product in which we distribute. That's a major task. But the bottom line of it is you got to have communication to deal with everybody. And this is what's so important to me right now in the communication with you and your family. As I sum this up, God has been very good to me, and he's not through with me yet because he didn't bring me this far. He's invested too much in me to leave me now. And if there might be somebody out there right tonight that might want to give up and throw in the towel, my word is this. If he wakes you up in the morning, there's a reason. Listen to his voice. Do not go to bed with your trouble on your mind. Pray about it and give it over to God. He'll work it out. I love each and every last one of Donna. I love you so much. And Tandy, boy, I just love you. You can sing any day of the week for me. But Seth, my hat go off to you, and I'm so happy you moved back here. And my hat go off to your wife and your family for sacrificing so much by coming home. You understand? Nobody might have told you that. Nobody have ever thought about the sacrifice in which you take, how much it took for you to just say, hey, look, I'm tired of the cold weather. I'm tired of Cincinnati. I want to come home to my people. And I welcome you home. Amen. And I say,
well, you know, Ray, now those words I really appreciate. You know, I don't think nobody has said that. And it was a challenge coming home from Cincinnati because, you know, my wife made real good. I made decent, and we both came on my one job. And then after I got here, I got laid off, came here in May, got laid off in September. Arlene left her job. So that was a moment, you know, but the Most High did something we never thought would. We saw we had a, he took care of us. We made it, you know, and I never, if you'd have told me I was going to be in Texas 6 months later after I got here, neither one of us working and we still buying stuff. I mean, actually, it's going to freak everybody out, but actually the most money I ever had, I had during that time, the most money I ever had in my life, I had during that time when neither one of us was working. That is the craziest thing. The most money I've ever seen in my life that I handle for myself anyway. But listen, back to you, Ray. Let me say this. What do you have to say to the family? I know you mentioned Donna and Tanny, but you got Aunt Robbie's grandkids listening. You got Naomi's grandkids listening. You got just people all over the family listening. Don't forget our friends, because this is the Book of Douglas family and friends listening. What do you have to say to everybody listening that's going to be listening tomorrow and next month and next year, because this program is recorded?
I know not. As a minister, ordained minister of God, I know not what tomorrow will bring. But one thing that I do know, that I have people that care for me. I love you all very much, from the youngest to the old. I don't know where you are, but I know that you're in God's hands. And always remember one thing, that we are unified as one. We may not have everything like other people may have. We might, but one thing that we do have, we have unity. There's love in this family. There's growth in this family. And we must continue to encourage our young people to continue to go forward in education, educating themselves, and let them realize that there's a lot of dangers and trials in life out there in those streets. But stay on your knees. Let your knees be as camel knees and pray for your children, pray for your family, and pray for one another. Pray for me. I need you so much, because it's not easy preaching the word. It's not easy because you have to live it from your heart. And I'm not there yet, because I'm still a man. I'm still filthy rags. Purge out the sin in me. Purge out this yeast and make me leaven. I want to be unleavened bread, so therefore I can be saved. I thank you. I thank you so much. And Robbie, I love you so much. Naomi, Bud, that's my boy, that's my man. And Dwight, I love you all. And thank you for calling me your uncle. There's something about the way you guys call me uncle. I like it. I love it. In the name of Jesus, have your way, and thank you so much for having me on your program. I love you very much.
Well, And you are our uncle. You know, we say Ray, and we everybody get used to saying Ray, and some say Reverend Melton. But in the end, you are our uncle.
That's it.
And we appreciate that. And I don't always tell you, you know, but I appreciate you. And I know it takes a lot to be a man, much less a I mean, you start talking about a man of God, and you start putting character, and then you throw a wife in there, and then, Ray, you know, you got your hands full. So we respect what you do. We respect what you do. We
you sure know,
you,
don't
man. You? I mean that. I'm not just talking. We respect what you do, and I respect you taking care of my aunt, you know.
Amen.
I appreciate you, you know, securing her and all the things you've done, if I've never had a chance to tell you that. So that's one good thing about this show. You can say little things, you know, like Mars was able to call in and say some of the things he said, which was in line, and Donald was able. That's one good thing. And we got, you know, other sides of the family kind of watching. They're a little shy, but they'll come around. I've been trying to get some other people to host, and we got a little something for y'all in the future. So I want to go ahead and just, again, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for stopping by. Hopefully you'll listen next week. Don't forget we start at 9 to 11. And you can hear some other things, like you probably, I don't know if you missed Miguel calling, but he called a little earlier. So it starts at 9 next week. If you guys can, chime in and any announcements y'all have, any meetings y'all have, family, anything you want to tell a family, you call between 9 and 10. And then 10 to 11, we will spotlight another elder every Sunday. So, Ray,
let me say this final word before I go, and that is, by you being on internet the way you are in this broadcast, you are omnipresent. In other words, that you are in multiple places at one time, and that is nothing but the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Man, that right there, Ray, was a mouthful. That was a mouthful. That was a mouthful. That right there was a mouthful. Well, listen, I'm going to let your favorite song play in the background.
All right, my friend. All right. God
and I again want to thank you over and over and over again for...
Amen.
Hold on 1 second, Ray, and I want to make sure this start properly, because I definitely want to get this song in one more time for those of y'all that's questioning. What was that song, Ray, like? What was that song? This is by Timothy Wright.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.
That's it.
Jesus.
That's it. You wasn't too bad on that, man.
Well, God has given us great gifts. You're using yours. But I pray in the name of Jesus that I continue to use mine also. Amen. Because God is not through with me yet.
All right. Well, listen, Ray. Again, tell everybody I said thanks. Tell everybody I said hello. I'm talking about Verna May right there beside you. Tell her I say hey and hi.
Okay.
And all the Byron kids. I don't get a chance to see his son and everybody. Like we should, because y'all way up there in Dallas. Seems like Dallas is the other side of the world. But I do know that there's family. I know Byron got a son up there. And did Byron have a daughter or just a son?
Just a son, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well,
and they, about, Christian,
go ahead.
About 3 years, 23 years old now. We got to continue to lift him up in prayer, amen?
Yeah. If you talk to Byron, tell him I said hi, and his
you
son
sure?
and everybody out there had his.
We plan on going that way this weekend, matter of fact.
Okay.
Talk to you later, okay?
They're part of the family, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Everybody, that was the one and only Reverend Ray Melton. See? Y'all thought y'all knew Ray. There's a lot to the brother. So, anyway, another episode of Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. And I tell y'all, every single week we hear something, some elder come forth and share stuff you never thought of, you never knew, and Ray did it again tonight. I didn't know he was raised on the farm. I didn't know he come from a town of 300. Didn't know that I forgot he had the sisters. And just a very good interview. So hopefully that makes Ray just a little bit more, less of a stranger to some of y'all. And rest of us, I guess, just help us appreciate him more. So, again, I want to thank everybody for listening to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This was the show, the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. Tune in again next week, 9 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all be blessed, and we'll just end the show and listen to Ray's favorite. Good night. God bless you. In the midnight hour, call that name. When the fever won't go down, call that name, yeah. Trouble in your home, call that name. Trouble on your job, call that name. Somebody help me to come, call that name.
Can nobody do you like Jesus, no? I said, can nobody do you like Jesus? Nobody do you like Jesus. I love him, 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 love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. Jesus. Come on, Church of God in Christ, call his name.
Jesus.
I dare you to call his name.
Yeah.
Say it one more time, Jesus.